Again, he is their playmaker. He is the guy that's only a matter of time before he breaks one. And Coach Becker and company, they know that. Harbor Beach Pirates, better job as the game has gone on, only holding him to 3 yards on that play.
10.5 to play in the first quarter. No score. Upley on the first drive of the night. It's a handoff up the middle to their fullback, Nick Wright, and he gets to the pile and moves it forward for about 1 yard. It's going to be a gain of a yard. Sets up a third down and mid-range there. Tackle made by Kendall Gentner, the nose guard for defense for Harbor Beach. Third down, and we'll call it a long five for the Upley Bearcats.
It looks like the ball's nose down at the 43 or so of Upley. So knowing the Bearcats, this is probably four down territory for them. So keep an eye on Ethan Lemke and third and long, third and medium. They like to keep Casey Sweeney, though, so keep an eye on him to get his first carry.
Still in that T formation. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Lemke. Plows through the line, gets that to that first down marker, and then about another yard beyond that. It's a gain of six, tackle made by Ethan Hessling for the Pirates, and move the chains for the LB Bearcats second time tonight.
Yeah, very successful with that run where they fake it to right and then give it to Lemke. There's always that fear that Casey Sweeney is going to burn you around the edge, and he pulls a linebacker away, and that's all that they need is Lemke's able to slide his way and right through the defense and get enough for that first down. Nice run there by Lemke.
Casey Sweeney under center, hands it off to Ethan Lemke again, pushes forward for a hard-fought 3 yards into Harbor Beach territory. Tackle made by Devin Fingle for the Pirates. Second down and seven from Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach's 47-yard line. 9:18 left in the first.
Notice every single run play that the Bearcats have gone so far has either been up the middle or to the right side of that line. So they are going right at Evan Smoglinski. They're running right at that guy. So they're trying to either run inside of him or run outside of him. So that end is either trying to seal him off to the inside or the outside and letting Lemke decide where to run.
Casey Sweeney keeping it for himself around the right end, has the first down, breaks free, known in front of him, down to the 25, to the 20, and finally brought down to the 15-yard line by Garrison Booms out of the secondary. From the 47-yard line all the way down to the 15, a big gain on the quarterback keeper for Casey Sweeney.
Well, this is exactly like the first time around. It was Lemke all day long, and as soon as you fall asleep on Lemke, Casey Sweeney keeps himself around the outside in a huge gain. This is what the Bearcats have been trying to run. This is what the Pirates have been trying to prevent. Bearcats prevailing so far now as they're well inside the red zone looking to score first here on the Pirates.
A 33-yard gain as they spot the ball down to the 14-yard line. Casey Sweeney working off the right hash. On the far left side of the radio, handoff to Ethan Lemke, jumps over the line across the 10-yard line, and forward progress is going to stop him right at the 10 for a 4-yard gain. Out of the bottom of that pile, pick your pick, that'd be Evan Smoglinski on the tackle.
Too easy. The Bearcats winning the battle in the trenches. They look like the more physical team so far early in this game, pushing the Pirates back, and Ethan Lemke doing the rest, hopping over guys and fighting for extra yardage. That's a huge start for them as they get 5 yards on first down.
Second down, six to go, according to the spot, right at the 10-yard line. Still in that same formation, still working off that right hash. Casey Sweeney, under center, junior quarterback. Hands it off to Ethan Lemke, moves forward for about 3 yards. Flag flies inside the trenches, tackle made by number 65, Dakota Deer. Defensive tackle for the Pirates. And we'll see if this is a hold against the Upley Bearcats.
Waiting for the caller, Clark. I absolutely believe that it's
a chop block.
If it's not holding, it was a chop block. When the flag came out, the offensive line on the left side of the Bearcats, they started walking backwards. And I think the guilty party is Austin Peruski, the junior. But it could have been him or the one right next to him. But either way, that's a big penalty. Is that 15 yards?
I think so. And a chop block, for those keeping score at home, is when you engage up high and then another player comes low and chops them down. And they're going to walk this one off from the spot of the foul back to the 20-yard line. So that is a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Back to the 20-yard line. Second down and 15 to go for the Upley Bearcats. Seeing them back for the first time tonight. 7:53 left in the first quarter. No score. Upley on their first drive of the night. Over 4 minutes long so far. Casey Sweeney, quarterback keeper on the left side. Room to run. Down to the 10, to the 5, to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Upley. Casey Sweeney and the Upley Bearcats from 20 yards out. Strike first. With 7:42 left in the first quarter, Bearcats 6, Harbor Beach nothing.
I was just about to say how big that penalty could be for the Bearcat offense, how that one could really sting and be a play they look back on. Casey Sweeney didn't allow me to say that, and I'm glad because he makes it pay. Doesn't matter to have the penalty. He keeps it for himself, and notice how well with his left hand, Clark, he hid the ball behind his back, just kind of – glides along, doesn't really show much, and then as soon as his blocker picks up Garrison Booms on the outside, he turns on the Jets, and it's a race to the sideline. Casey Sweeney wins. Bearcats up 6-0.
Going for two, trying to make this eight quarterback keeper to the right. Casey Sweeney trying to find that edge, and he is stopped short of the 2-yard line. Two-point conversion is no good as Nathan Seaman cut off the seam on that one. It's 6-0. Ubley leading the Harbor Beach Pirates just 4 minutes and 18 seconds into regulation right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, the Harbor Beach Pirates, number 12, that'd be Logan Holbert on the tackle, Michael Anderson on the reception, and the kickoff return out to the 35-yard line. Harbor Beach with a 65-yard field to work with after Ubley took the ball 75 yards down the field on 10 plays in 4 minutes and 18 seconds for the score, capped off with a 20-yard run from Casey Sweeney. Harbor Beach Pirates coming out in a T formation. Anderson is under center at the 35-yard line, left side of the radio, marching left to right. Three men backfield, that would be the Devins and Ethan Hesley. Pitch off to the third option, Devin Puff, and he's wrapped up right inside the trenches at about the 36-yard line. That would be tackle made by number 75, Nathan Partika, and it's a second down and 9 for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And Nathan Partika, he is a big offensive, a big lineman there for Ubley. He is a guy that you have to be aware of. He draws double teams. You don't double team him there, that's what happens. He shrugs off the offensive tackle and blows up the play. Devin Puff, nowhere to go. A very gracious 1-yard run there. It easily could have been a stop for no gain, and not a surprise here. Harbor Beach right to the spread offense. Two receivers to the right, one to the left.
Two men, one on either side of Anderson in the shotgun. That'd be Devin Puff and Devin Finkel, and a handoff to Devin Puff, and he gets out for another yard out to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by number 30, Carson Haleski, and Ubley's defense on offense and defense swallowing up the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Now, the Bearcats look hungry to start this game. They have come out of the gates firing on all cylinders. The running game has been outstanding. Casey Sweeney with only 2 carries, he's over 50 yards already of offense. And on defense, you see 2 running plays to Devin Puff, one from the tee, one from the spread. He accumulates 2 yards. So this Bearcat defense playing tough. And now third down and a long 8. Harbor Beach still in the spread. We'll see if they are asking Anderson to throw already in this game.
Working off the right hash, and it's going to be quarterback keeper right up the middle, and Anderson meets a defender right above the 37-yard line, gets out for 2 yards to the 39, and tackle made by number 66. That would be Austin Burke for the Ubley defense. Fourth down and 6 for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
It's surely an interesting situation to be in this game already. Looks like Garrison Boom's checking into the game. If I'm Coach Shelkey, guys, early in this game, I'm punting and trusting my defense that has been outstanding. But there and have it. You know, Coach Shelkey's the one with the state championship ring, not me. Looks like he's lining up to go for it unless this is a shotgun pooch punt.
Trips to the right, one to the left, and it is a pooch punt out of the for Anderson. He's also the punter. No man deep for the Ubley Bearcats. Rolls inside the 20, takes a big pirate bounce. Dan rolls to a complete stop at the 16-yard line, and Harbor Beach held to a 3-and-out as the Ubley defense holding strong with 5:27 left in the first quarter, leading the Harbor Beach Pirates 6-0.
Absolutely outstanding defense by the Bearcats. That was going to be my question, is which defense can get off the field first, which team could stop each other. The Bearcats, they looked excellent here in this first series of offense and defense. Pirates now are going to try to see if they can get